Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Mare d'Azyn Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, especially with such a fun topic as you've got. We've heard of the Jelly of the Month Club and the Book of the Month Club and Rounder Records and all those things. And while this doesn't actually come to your mailbox, it still sounds like a lot of fun. And that is the Spice of the Month. What have you got for us?
Yes. So we are partnering with Lacine Library to do a Spice of the Month program. And what this is each month, we feature a different spice or seasoning. And if you go by the Lacine Library, you can pick up a small packet of the spice that we're featuring that month. And we also include two recipe cards for you to try. Of course, you wouldn't have to do those, but they're suggested recipes for you to try this particular spice. Of course, if you get the recipe card and, for example, January, this month, we are featuring Chinese five-spice seasoning. So one of the recipe cards we're giving out is Szechuan five-spice green beans, and the other one is five-spice chicken with vegetable stir-fry. So two healthy recipes. Say, for example, you don't like green beans and you don't want to make the green bean recipe. That's totally fine. You can look online or look in your cookbooks for a different recipe to use your five spice for. But the idea is to try different spices and flavorings with different healthy recipes to maybe get you out of your comfort zone a little bit, try some things that you maybe wouldn't normally try. And, you know, a lot of us, we're on a budget, a food budget. So to buy an entire container of a spice, if we don't know what it tastes like, we may not necessarily like it. Doing this program, you get a free sample of the spice that you can go home and try. You have no money invested in it. And then if you like it, you can go to the grocery store and buy a container of it and use it in more of your cooking. It's a lot of fun. I think as the year goes on, every month we're going to highlight a different spice. So as the year goes on, I'm super excited to hear what people liked, what they didn't like, what their favorites were. In February, we're going to be doing basil, which is a little bit more commonly known. But, you know, I can think of maybe only a handful of recipes that I have used basil with. So we tried to find some healthy recipes that maybe are not already in your regular cooking routine, but are not necessarily like, what is that? And I can't find any ingredients for that. All of our recipes have ingredients that you can find easily at your local grocery store. You won't be trying to identify, what is that? I've never heard of that. So I'm really excited. Each month, you would go by the Lacine Library and pick up your sample of your spice. And the Lacine Library is encouraging people to document, take pictures of what they make, let them know what they liked. And so to sign up, you need to call the Lacine Library at 913-757-2151. And you can go by anytime in the month of January to pick up your Chinese five spice sample and get started. And then we'll do basil in February and so on and so forth. So great way to try some different healthy recipes, try some different seasonings and spices that maybe you don't always normally use. And if you don't like them, then you don't have the $4 or $5 invested in that bottle, and you don't have to feel like you have wasted that money on a purchase that, you know, maybe you wouldn't normally have done. And if you like it, you can go out and buy more. So we're excited. Call the Lacine Library today and get signed up.
That sounds like a wonderful program, especially the idea of throwing in the recipes so that you can actually try them. Maybe Chinese five spice is the way to get you to like green beans. Who knows?
And absolutely.
Yeah, and stepping outside of the box, it makes me think of a Simpsons episode where they were at a craft fair and Marge looks at the spice rack and says, 8 spices, some must be doubles. Oregano, what the heck? People are not necessarily familiar with everything out there, but this sounds like a great introduction.
We hope so. I think we're going to see a lot of popularity and hopefully be able to do it at some other libraries.
Oh, definitely.
So it's easy, it's simple, and people can do it on their own time and in their own way.
Now, in addition to the recipes, will they be talking about maybe some of the lore and the history of some of these spices and things?
We hope that that might be something we can add down the road. We're kind of starting out simple and maybe can develop some more materials to go with the spices as we go along and see how it works
at
different locations that we do it at. But we're starting out in Lacine, and we hope to grow it a little bit.
Okay. And one more time, let's have the phone number of the library, because I know people are going to want to sign up.
Sure. 913-757-2151.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. This sounds like a lot of fun. And I know I say this about a lot of these programs. I'm going to have to get involved in that. Well, this is food, so you know I'm going to get in on it.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Franny. Much appreciated. Good to talk to you again for, the first time since last year. That joke's getting old now. Sorry.
Thank you.
All righty. Have yourself a good day, and we'll catch up with you next time. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.